Drew, how you doing?
Hey, good. How you guys doing?
Doing well. What's the big challenge when you start dissecting the 49ers defense?
I mean, there's no weakness, you know. They're extremely talented all the way around. They play so well as a group. You know, so many of those guys have been in that system now for a while, played together for a while. Obviously, we have some experience playing against these guys now, you know, from the playoffs in 11 and then last year. So, you know, there's a lot of the same faces. They're just so disciplined, play so well together. So, you know, just like I said, there's no weaknesses. They're great at stopping the run. They're great at getting pressure on the quarterback. They've got a bunch of ball hawks, you know, in the back end, linebacker position, and in the secondary, and just a lot of playmakers, a lot of great players.
How do you see the progression of rookie Eric Reed if he's not able to play on Sunday? I mean, how much does that affect his defense?
He's been very impressive. You know, he's obviously a, you know, big physical guy who can really run. You could see him getting better each week, you know. You know, I think he's found, you know, his role within that defense, and has played it very, very well. So, you know, we'll see if he plays. Obviously, he's a great player.
Drew, how much did you kind of hear about him during his days at LSU? I mean, he kind of dreams of playing against you.
Really? you know, honestly, it seems like LSU has about two DBs going out in the first round every year. So we hear about those guys all the time, you know, and obviously watch them and would cheer for them a lot, you know. So, yeah, I was very familiar with him and his career at LSU. He had a phenomenal career.
Hey, Drew, you mentioned that playoff game in 11. I know it might not be the most pleasant memory, but can you sort of describe what those final 5 minutes were like, just the emotions bouncing back and forth as wildly as they were?
It was crazy. It was crazy. I mean, obviously it was a hard-fought game. Up until that point, you know, we turned the ball over a lot during that first half, got ourselves down 17-0, and then we're able to fight back, rally back, and you know, we scored to take the lead, and then they scored to take the lead, and then we scored to take the lead, but they scored to win. You know, I mean, it's like, I don't think you could ask for a more action-packed, crazy, you know, last 5 minutes that you have a game in which 28 points are scored. So, I guess you'd expect nothing less from, you know, these two teams, you know, the way that kind of all our expectation levels and the way that we're all coached, and you just know, you know, the type of game it's going to be.
Do you specifically remember the catch Graham made and what that was like? Because they had just scored, obviously, and then you score on such an improbable play like that.
Yeah, it was a great catch. It was a great finish to the play, you know, getting through the defense and getting to the end zone. I mean, just a great effort all the way around. Then, you know, Alex Smith leads him right down and completes that, you know, that big pass to Vernon Davis, and then obviously makes the touchdown pass as well. So just all around, there's a lot of great efforts all the way around.
Drew,
thanks.
Drew, Colin Kaepernick has been, you know, come under some recent criticism where people are saying he is not the same quarterback this season as he was last season. What do you see that's different, if anything, about his game from last year to this year?
I'll be honest with you, I haven't seen any film on him. Just, it seems like even though we're playing, you know, similar opponents, it seems like we've played all the opponents before they did. You know, so I have not seen any offensive film on the 49ers. So I really am not sure. But I think we all know what he's capable of. He's a dual threat. You know, he can make plays with his legs, with his arm. He's got the ability to be a big-time player, but I have no idea what's happened. I haven't seen it, haven't followed it. Just focused on their defense.
Drew, the obvious storyline from the outside appears that take Sean Payton away and you guys struggled, put Sean Payton back and you guys are an elite team. Is it that simple?
No, it's never that simple. Obviously, he's our head coach. He's a huge part of our success. You know, there's definitely things that we missed not having him last year. But, you know, the past is the past. I'm just glad that he's back and we're winning. And, you know, all the pieces of the puzzle are here.
In the time that Alden Smith was away, did you see the 49ers use more pressures than you've seen them use in the past?
Say that one more time.
In the time that Alden Smith was away, did you see the 49ers defensively use more pressures, more blitzes than they had in the past?
You know, I don't think it was that obvious, you know. I mean, obviously when he's in the lineup, you know, that's a big threat, you know. But no, I mean, they're getting pressure on the quarterback regardless, you know. But obviously he's a big time playmaker, and you got to know where he is at all times.
You've been a big supporter of, or a fan of, Alex Smith over his career. Are you happy to see him have success? I guess obviously for outside the conference, but the 9-0 success that he's had so far.
Yeah, I'm very happy for him. You know, I know how hard he works. Obviously, that's a tough set of circumstances that he had to endure last year. You know, it seemed like he was the consummate professional throughout it all. Which there's a lot to be said for that, because, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of guys that would have been, you know, but I think it just says a lot about who he is, and that he's, you know, especially with all the adversity that he faced early in his career, it's great to see a guy like that have success and just continue to fight, and, you know, whatever opportunity he's given, he tries to make the most of it. And he's certainly done a phenomenal job there in Kansas City.
Drew, I was kind of kidding about Sean Payton, if it was that simple, but can you put your finger on just anything specifically that is so different? Is it just, I mean, is it leadership? Is it as simple as having all the pieces together? I mean, can you say what the difference?
A lot of things.
Yeah.
But first of all, last year, everything that could have gone wrong, every ball that was not going to bounce our way didn't, you know? And you'd say this year, you know, the ball's bounced our way a little bit. Things have gone a little bit better. I think we're just a better team. You know, our young guys are 1 year more veteran and contributing, you know, in bigger ways. We've got great veteran leadership. I mean, we had an entire offseason just to kind of pare down and focus on football and not have to worry about anything else. So I'd say there's a lot of factors that contribute to that, but certainly Sean Payton's a huge part of that.
Drew, Kaepernick is facing some scrutiny after the sensational year he had last year. How, as a quarterback, how do you sort of deal with that? I mean, it comes with the territory, certainly.
Yeah, it does. I think at all times this league and kind of the way you're perceived is, what have you done for me lately? And so that's why, you know, in my mind, I always tell myself, you know, you're only as good as your next performance, you know? And so even if you're coming off a great game, you know, you're only as good as your next performance, because the minute that you have a bad one, they're on you. So that's just the way it goes. That's the way it is in this league, with coaches, with players, with everybody. And, you know, you understand that the season is a journey, you know? And but every game is so important. And are you going to have rough outings? Yeah. But you just got to find a way to, you know, have short-term memory, especially as a quarterback, and have confidence in yourself. You know, never lose confidence, and just know if you continue to do things the right way, good things will happen.
Drew, you faced a fair amount of that, I guess, earlier in your career with the Chargers. Did you develop ways to I guess, tune that out or just deal with criticism?
I couldn't hear anything you said. I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry. I assume you dealt with, you know, early in your career with the Chargers, criticism, you know, is this guy any good, you know, is he not? Did you develop ways to tune out that criticism or at least deal with it?
Yeah, I mean, again, you just, I had a lot of great mentors, you know, that were there for me during that time that really helped me kind of navigate that, you know, and a lot of it was just continuing to work and just try to outwork everybody. And like I said before, know that if you just continue to do things the right way, good things will happen. And it might not be, you know, today, tomorrow, or the next day, but eventually, you know, it'll happen if it's meant to be. And that's how you're able just to relax and go play.
All right, Drew. I think that's it. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Drew.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Thanks.